Have some pranks gone too far? In the case of swatting, maybe it has. Swatting is the harassment tactic of deceiving an emergency service into sending a police response team to another person's address. This act resulted in the death of 28-year-old Andrew Finch after an online acquaintance. Tyler Barris, a California resident, had a SWAT threat called to Finch's house across the country to Sedgwick County, Kansas, all over an online match of Call of Duty. When Finch walked out of his home, he was then mistakenly shot by Deputy Police Chief Troy Livingston, a senseless crime committed over a video game against a victim he had never met face-to-face.
We recently caught up with Officer Greg Woodhall of the Robinson Township Police Department to find out more about swatting.
What would be the penalty for making these fake calls?
If somebody dies going to a call for a fake call, that person can be charged with that vehicular homicide if they cause it.
Is there a way that you can track where, like, phone calls are coming from?
911 can, yes. They can tell exactly where that phone call is coming from, and they could tell within a couple hundred yards of where that phone call came from.
According to the New York Times, police departments around the country are using a secretive device known as a stingray to monitor phone activity to track criminals, but they are not allowed to say anything about the technology or how it works.
A quick little warning to anybody who does make these phone calls.
Like I said, if somebody gets hurt responding to a bad call, they could be charged. They could even get a felony for making a call if something serious happens.
For Spartan Express, I'm Cole Hoffnagel.
And Ryan Mahoney.